Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Joe Torti, D. Lynam here with you. 97.5, the Fanatic. We are crossing over. D had to get in her canoe to get here. D, how'd you make it? You survived?
I did. I kind of like doing the waterways of the Schuylkill. I've only done that one other time when I did a triathlon, the She Rocks, and I actually swam in the Schuylkill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. So the
it's actually not what people think. There are parts that are actually pretty clean and clear.
Okay. Yeah. No. The syringe factor is always what concerns me about swimming in the
Schuylkill. There's actually certain parts. So that's where they usually have you swim.
You'll have to show me sometime.
So today was my next Schuylkill swimming, this time in a car.
Very good. Now, speaking of swimming, by the way.
Yes.
Toronto, in my opinion, D, in danger of swimming if this game doesn't go the way that they need it to go. Is it out of line for me to have the opinion that I do that if Toronto doesn't win in six, there's not a great chance that they'll win in seven, just momentum-wise?
The only thing I would say to you that at home they've been a really, really good team. Their fan base is going to be what it's going to be. I know what you're saying in terms of experience of the other team. Absolutely. But you are down a KD. Iguodala has made some big, big shots, but he is an older version of, you know, the MVP of the finals, Iguodala. And I'm not totally sold that I know where Clay is right now, you know, coming back from his injury. I mean, we've seen Steph do Steph. I don't put all the eggs in this basket. I really don't.
Okay. So there actually is some more room for error then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at it, I was trying to think about the way that Toronto, like, what has Toronto done? And it's funny that you brought up Clay. What's Toronto done to really make this a series? And one of the things that I thought is, if you're Golden State, more bad than good happens when Klay Thompson puts the ball on the floor and you make him move with the ball and dribble. They've done a really good job of doing that. I wonder if that's going to be a point of emphasis for the Warriors tonight.
Well, I think all the things that Toronto has done as the playoffs have progressed defensively is what they don't get enough credit for talking about. I mean, I'm going to mix up my games. I'm going to say it was game three. They hold the Warriors to 92 points. I mean, come on. You know, these are sharpshooters, and I think you got to give them credit because it's not just Kawhi.
No.
Kawhi is, you know, the head of it, but, you know, these guys are making it really hard for them. And I think that's the thing that if you're the Sixers and watching, that if you don't learn from watching these playoffs that every series gets that much harder and you become a team that has to score in the half court, period. So if you are not, you can go a whole 82 games, Joe, and see the open floor and be so great on the fast break. But if you can't score and be efficient in a half court set come this time next year, then you're going to be left behind again.
It's three teams in a row for Toronto, too, right? You've got the Sixers, who clearly prefer to be a transition team, slowed down by Toronto.
Giannis, for sure.
Absolutely, with the Bucks, 100%. And the Warriors can probably score however, but they prefer the transition threes and that sort of action.
So. They do. They like but I would give them a little more credit with their spacing, multiple shooters.
Sure.
They're very good without crowding each other in the half court.
So to take a page out of Toronto's book, I mean, besides having, you know, one of the premier defensive players on the ball, there's a lot to be gained from saying, hey, your defense could take you really far in the playoffs. It's not all about scoring 130 points.
And I think Brett has always professed that. I thought their defense in the regular season absolutely took a step back. And I don't think anybody would argue with me on that. Was it getting better in the postseason? Yes, but it needs to be that. And even Golden State, you know, that, I mean, everybody talks about their offense, but these last couple of years, they're a good defensive team. They're always in the top five. So we can talk about Ben and he does need a jumper. We can talk about Embiid needing to be in better physical shape, but really your emphasis at the end of the season, like at the end of the regular season, you better be a juggernaut defensively.
Well, you look at the Warriors, right? And Kevin Durant has come a world. He's taken a huge step forward in the course of his career. defensively.
Yep.
And they've also got Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Three out of the top five you would consider to be, if not elite, close to elite level defenders. With the Sixers, you saw them starting to build that a little bit with Embiid being an elite level defender. Simmons, I think, has surprised a ton of people in his career with how good he's been defensively.
Give Jimmy Butler credit because he challenged him.
Yeah,
well, he challenged Ben when he got here.
Yeah, there's no question.
And then, yes, Jimmy came with the reputation, and he does get after it defensively.
So you've got, you know, kind of the blueprint in place there, but you always got the impression from the Sixers that whether it was J.J. Redick or Tobias Harris, there was some weak link on the floor defensively that they needed to address, and I'm curious to see if that's the direction that they go this offseason to try to find a Patrick Beverley or somebody like that.
I don't think Beverly's going anywhere, but that's just me.
That's big money coming his way, too. That's
yeah.
The other thing.
And I think they want to keep him. Why wouldn't you? Because he's like a heart and soul kind of guy.
Sure.
Right? And he has an NBA skill, and it's at the end of the floor. Most people don't want to give it to you. So I think the thing that you learn is there are fewer stars, even if we're going at given skills. So, like, go away from just the all-stars that are free agents, but then you have set skill set guys.
Sure.
Then there are people who have money and needs, and that becomes the hard part of it.
Well, speaking of the hard part, we were talking about this earlier. I'm sure that you saw that Kyrie Irving is switching agents to Roc Nation and Jay-Z. So the screams that Kyrie is going
Brooklyn.
To Brooklyn are getting louder and louder. Now the concern is...
No Kevin Durant for 1 year, but Kyrie seems to me to be a guy that the 1 year without the wingman wouldn't bother him.
What about Jimmy, though? Does Jimmy get pushed up their priority list knowing that Durant's not available for the first year? I know they said that they would still max out Durant if they had the choice.
I don't think they can do more than two.
But do you think that they would do one instead? Do you think that they would do Butler
Jimmy instead of KD? Well, there was a great New York Times article today that listed KD's options and in the order they thought he would look at them. Because if you think about it, it all starts with what he does.
Of course.
I mean,
this is the first domino, the biggest one.
He's the biggest one. So, personally, before I read this, I thought to myself, if I'm him, I would just take the player option. Because I know I don't want to play for the whole year. That would
right.
be the way I feel. And I want to max out my money as soon as I'm back. And I think you do when you're a year off and you're KD.
Exactly.
I don't know how you... There's nothing that will say he isn't KD of old. He hasn't played.
Right.
Right? And he's going to be, at that point, 31.
Yes.
Okay. So that would be my option. But... This said, why not him renegotiate with the Warriors to max out, which would get him 38.5 this year, and give him the fifth year, and given the injury that he just had, now your head might work differently that, you know what, maybe I should be thinking long term as
sure.
the way I've just done this. As soon as he went to the Warriors, everything has been him thinking in a shorter term, always on his terms of a player option, which is the right way to do it. So I think a lot of it will really, it starts with him. And then you say to yourself, I think the Warriors, you know, it's a huge luxury tax that they're about to pay, but they have the money and they have the new arena. And, you know, I get it. You put the money in because they financed it, and it's over $1 billion that they put into it. It's going to come back to pay, in my opinion. But it is a lot of luxury tax money that they're looking at because you got to you're going to pay Klay. 190,
mm-hmm.
and if KD comes saying he wants that deal, I can't see them saying no.
No, with the reactions that you've seen from Myers and everybody
crying,
for them to be like, "Nah, we're good on extending Kevin Durant," that rings so hollow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of KD. Is that the way he wants to play it out? Because if he does that, you know, now he's a Warrior.
Right, and he's off the table.
Right.
Well, the other element to it, too, beyond just Golden State, is that I think the teams are going to be very aware of what Kawhi Leonard has done coming off of an uncertain injury situation. How
sure.
many teams are kicking themselves for not being in on Kawhi? What if that happens again with KD?
Well, the only thing I will say that's different there is there was two sides saying, one side saying... I don't think it's as severe. And Kawhi going and finding a second opinion and saying it is bothering me this much. And so there was a division. I don't think there's any division with the Warriors. I mean, he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
And the Achilles, and the Achilles injury, we all know you don't rush back from it. Certainly not at 30 years old and not being the elite athlete that he is. So I think that's the only difference between those two situations. But if you're saying in terms of coming back and being the same guy, oh yeah.
Right.
The same guy and maybe better, you know. And one of the things KD has going for him is the fact that he's such an elite shooter.
Well, that's if he comes back and he's less LeBron James and more Dirk Nowitzki, he's probably got 10 more years left.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
it's crazy.
You know,
so,
come on.
610-632-0975 is your phone number to join in. D. Lineham and Joe Torti here with you. Indeed, looking at this game, kind of getting started here, the fact that you do see all of the do-it-for-KD stuff and it's the last game at the Oracle and everything like that, you have to think that emotions are running really high for Golden State.
Oh, and I actually thought the emotions that propelled them in the last game, to me, like, I know it was early in the game, but that's a big blow. And the guy was playing out of his mind. So I would say the closing of this arena, anybody who's paid any attention knows, and it is part of the landscape of sports now when you open new arenas, you know, the part of town where they are and what they charge for a ticket here versus where they're going, and the ticket in the technology part of San Francisco, it's changing a big part of the culture of who follows them.
Sure.
And so I think there's a lot of emotions just in the fan standpoint, too, that have nothing to do with KD's injury, but has everything to do with they've been invested in this team from the beginning, and now they feel like they've been, you know, kind of, it's being taken away from them.
Well, the parking now is going to cost as much as their ticket to get into the game here. So that you're looking at a completely different kind of situation. Yeah. I just know parking in San Fran in that area.
I mean, I don't know if you saw, I don't even remember what channel it was on. They actually did a tour of what these suites, I mean, this is like a whole new, I thought when Dallas opened their stadium, you know, Jerry World thought he had, you know, outdone anybody in the next 20 years. You look at this place, it's unbelievable, Joe. I can't imagine the money that it costs to do the things these people are doing with the suites and whatnot.
Well, I haven't seen the tour, so I can't downplay it, but I'm just staggered by what you've seen from Atlanta, what you saw in Minnesota.
Oh,
like, these stadiums are just outrageous, so it doesn't shock me at all that in Silicon Valley, is going to be outrageous.
And they can support it right now. Who knows in how far down the road? But I think that's one reason, though, the ownership there says, I mean, I think as I was reading, there was like $330 million in luxury tax alone that is on the table if certain scenarios play out with Clay, KD. God, so many of their articles also say where they think Iguodala will not come back and then come back just for the postseason next year.
Get that one of those Roger Clemens contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
Load up for the postseason.
I mean, they could trust that he always takes care of himself, so he could do it that way. He is trustworthy in a guy who is ridiculous with taking care of his body.
Got to figure out how to get one of those gigs, you know? just come out and be like, yeah, I'll let you guys handle the grind of the regular season and stuff like that. But when you need me in a 7-game series, I'm here.
Let me know.
I'm here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 610-632-0975. Now, Brian and I have also been trying to figure out this series through the lens of the Sixers. If there is a side that is better for the Sixers to win, which side is it, as far as you can tell?
Oh, meaning of this series, West or East? I mean, I like to pull for the conference. I go back to the, like, beat LA days in Boston.
Sure.
You know, I think there's, have we gotten so far away that we don't even feel, if you're going to have conferences, you know, I think you should want to feel part of a conference.
Certainly. But the question being, right, if Toronto wins.
Yeah, then Kawhi stays and now it becomes more difficult for you.
I kind of think he stays anyway. But,
yeah, but I mean, so my point would be, you know, if you want to be there, beat the best. That's what you should want to be doing. You know, I think this year everybody had the thought with LeBron out, it was all even. Boston felt that way. Toronto felt that way. Sixers felt that way. And, you know, and it was pretty even for, I left somebody out. Oh, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Oh, them.
No wonder.
The top seed.
Oh. Yeah, right. But anyhow, I mean, I think there's good reason for why everybody thought it was even. Now they get a little bit of view of who everybody is. And now you'll see who brings, of those four, because those four are the big. If Kyrie leaves, that'll be an interesting situation up there in Boston. But quite frankly, they played better the year before, I think, in the postseason without him. And that's
and Hayward.
Yeah. And that's not because I'm saying those two guys aren't very, very talented. But, you know, there's something to be said for chemistry. And we'll see.
I just keep getting the vibe. And obviously, players are going to do what they want in free agency. And it's not always going to fit in neat boxes that we can predict ahead of time. But just from the early indications, it seems like a lot of these free agents are being linked to Atlantic Division teams.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we talked about
the
being
East
even.
Is gonna, well, and I say, I'll tell you, part of what set this in motion is the Lakers not having the year that they thought they could have. He didn't need to have, like, off the charts. But I think everybody thought they'd be in the playoffs,
yeah.
In eighth seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it really fell off. He got hurt. He didn't, the like leaving the bench or sitting without your teammates, you know, they kind of changed. Everybody thought everybody wanted to go to L.A. and either going to be with LeBron or be at the Clippers. And yeah, I'm not sure.
People in Philadelphia continue to have this like negative outlook free agency wise. Like, oh, why are they going to do this? People are going to go to L.A. People are going to go to L.A. And I point out who has L.A. landed free agent-wise outside of LeBron James?
Yeah.
They haven't landed anybody.
No.
Not in years.
No, I know.
It's crazy.
Now, I will say, it is a little disturbing to me when you have an Embiid and a Simmons and the high-end guys talk Knicks in Brooklyn before they say Philadelphia.
Very surprising.
I mean, first of all, how far are we from those two cities? Not far at all. And pretty close second to what those cities offer, if that's why you're going there. And from a basketball standpoint, don't even start.
Right.
This is so much better. If you care about winning and you like a fan base that is behind you and you have two young stars for sure, I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, even if you're looking for celebrity, right? Every Knicks player is behind every Yankees player just to start
in
New York, right?
Oh, my God.
In terms of celebrity. So,
yeah.
I mean, here in Philadelphia, you're a part of the process. You're with Simmons and Embiid. You got a chance to win. Everybody knows who you are.
All, like, you know, the Eagles come to the Sixers. The Sixers go to the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
The Phillies embrace both. It's a city that's more about, you know, hey, we got each other's backs as celebrity athletes.
Yeah. So I mean, it's the million-dollar question, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot. What's happening? Why isn't it coming together?
I really don't know. And not only that, I just know how long you have to put in hours-wise during the course of a week. People think it's 2 hours. It's not. It's a full-time job. Going to practices, going to the arena, watching film, the whole thing. I got news for you. That facility in Camden is a heck of a facility to have to go to work every day.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all. I mean, Brooklyn has a really, really good one. I will say that. That their new one was excellent.
Well, I mean,
you would need 3 stars, and I'm still not sure what you do if you're the Knicks, because that's how far behind they are.
Well, I mean, it's a different thing, right? If you're hanging on to Porzingis, right, and you're worried about Porzingis' injury, and maybe that sets you up for tanking unintentionally or whatever, maybe you're talking about a completely different thing, but you don't win the draft lottery. You trade Porzingis for pennies on the dollar. There's no guarantee now that Kevin Durant, who was your prized like ace in the hole, is going to come or be available anytime soon. It's a mess there.
It's a big mess. I'd like to say I feel for them, but I don't. But it's been a while, and it looks like it's going to be a whole lot longer.
Yeah.
It really does. And honestly, for the league, that's never good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, they got a little boost in the arm that Brooklyn was significant this year. And Brooklyn has become, you know, a cool place in New York. So
yes.
It's not New York City, but it is a cool place, at least, but, man, you can't have your number one market have really bad for too long.
I've got buddies born there. They're like, they wouldn't let me in there now. Brooklyn's too cool now for the likes of me. So it's kind of the up-and-coming trendy thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you could see why Kyrie, for instance, would be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I want to do this. It just makes you wonder, though, because the Nets do have so many potential players that they could renounce the rights to and the contracts that they could get out of. They're at kind of a crossroads, too. One or two really bad situations for them. Like, are you sure you want to hook your wagon to Kyrie Irving, who the rumblings say maybe he was one of the reasons why the Celtics fell apart down the stretch? So,
sure. I mean, tough. Though his initial time in Boston, he showed that he could be the man.
Really good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if that same thought process was when he was leaving Cleveland, I think initially he definitely showed that, you know, maybe he's one of those guys. Every 3 years, he better just be moving on because he wears out a welcome. I don't know.
We see guys like that in other sports, too. Yeah. I mean, it happened with T.O., right? Guy who's otherworldly talented. And it's like, time.
Time to go.
Time's up.
Gotta go.
610-632-0975. And Brian, I see that you sent me a tweet from Bleacher Report. The Dax agent has broached a deal in the $34 million range annually.
You gotta raise it for discussion. That's a lot of money.
$34 million for Dax?
Yeah, but how much is guaranteed?
This is just the reports I'm saying.
That's always the question.
I mean,
because you can put that out.
Dak has a case to get more than Wentz.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Probably will get more than Wentz.
Playoff wins.
Health and playoff wins. Yeah, that's fine. But the whole thing hinges on guaranteed money as part of it. And the other for Wentz, this is just in my opinion, when you've had your last 2 years like you did, having it locked up, okay, so you're not the number one guy, but you're not far off.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thinking it's a good thing that, you know, this will hurt Dallas with Zeke potentially and with other guys that they're going to have to lock up Amari Cooper. So, I don't know.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
I don't understand the cap as much as some other people do. I know Howie's a wizard at it, so I'll leave that to him. And I just hope that Dallas is in some kind of cap hell.
Hope that they're
as an Eagles fan.
Married to Dak and in cap hell. Yeah, so
sounds good to me.
What Dee pointed out, too, is that now I've learned over the course of the last 18 months as I've studied this, that guaranteed does not mean guaranteed.
Oh,
there's
no.
Fully guaranteed at signing.
Oh, yeah. Carson's isn't. His is technically, it's $35 million they're on the hook.
And I love
it's like 4 1-year deals.
I love the year that he's getting 30 guaranteed is the uncapped season where they're going to go to a lockout.
Yes.
The year after. So that stuff, level.
It's Howie genius is what it is.
Howie knows. That's why he named himself GM today. As if he needed that title to go with everything else.
I love that.
I do. I'm like, why did you call yourself GM? You're already the king.
Wait a minute. Though one of the articles I read was that he didn't get GM after because Jeffrey Lurie, after Chip took it away from him.
He had to prove himself?
No. Jeffrey thought that's demeaning. He's so much more than that. I'm not giving him that title. Now, he can give it to himself today. But I'm saying originally when Chip was gone and he was vice president, Jeffrey was the one who said, I'm not calling him GM because he's more than that.
Well, as a result, I claimed the title of update anchor, even though I haven't done that in years. I did that today in honor of Howie Roseman. I claimed that. So
nice.
I just want to be on board.
No, it's a good thing they kept Wydell. It's probably smarter for Wydell. He's probably got a better shot to get a GM job from coming from here than being Joe Douglas's set number two.
Yeah. You don't think so, D? Depends on the responsibility, I guess, he would have gotten with the Jets.
Yeah, and if they improve greatly. I mean, right now, the table is set for the Eagles. Like, you could go to the Jets and actually make some things happen up there, and that's just
noticeable. Adam Gase may be the number one, and then you got Douglas, and then yourself. I don't know.
That's true. Maybe
the Eagles might be so good that the other teams would just be like, well, Philadelphia's good, let's grab him.
Look, obviously, Howie was making real sure that they were keeping him by giving him that position. So he must have faith in him for sure. And I can understand why, but I'm just saying, you know, you're going to be with a winner or you're going to be with a builder. And you make a call there.
I'm not too convinced that the Jets are building either.
No,
just
I know,
full,
but
full
I'm just saying.
I think they got some work to do. 610-632.
That's Joe's problem, not ours, Joe.
0975. Now it is. Thank goodness. D-Line, I'm Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, man, where you getting all that energy from at your age? I know you're over 40 now, right?
Yo, keep it down. I don't want you to scare away all my new ladies.
Come on now. Tell me what's giving you this big boost of energy these days.
Well, it's easy. I got me a complimentary bottle of that award-winning Nugenix.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC stores?
You know it. But I got my bottle, Compliments of Nugenix, by texting CAR to 42424.
Man, I could really use some of that, too. You're saying I just text CAR to 42424.
That's right. Just text CAR to 42424.
Get your complimentary bottle today by texting CAR to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available at stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text CAR to 42424. That's C-A-R to 42424. CAR to 42424.
This is Trey Thomas with BlueChew.com. Did you know having sex at least once a week can lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, diabetes by 40%, and stroke by 50%? It's also been shown that men with an active sex life are more likely to live past 80 years old. So the next time you see an old head, salute that man because he was wearing somebody out. If you're trying to tap into the benefits of a healthy sex life and go extra rounds in the bedroom, go to BlueChew.com to get the first chewable that kicks your performance in the bedroom up a notch. With the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, you know they work, and since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast. You can take them day or night on a full or empty stomach. BlueChew.com chewables are cheaper than the old school Viagra and Cialis. No more awkward doctor or pharmacy visits. BlueChew.com chewables are prescribed online by a doctor during a free online consult and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com, use the promo code 975 to get your first order free. Pay just $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability? It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. For the first time ever, get 20% off MSRP on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models in dealer stock the longest. Class based on light-duty pickups on oldest 15% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 6/4/19 while dealer stock lasts. Offer not available on lease offers or with any other manufacturer incentive offers. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/1/19. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
If you're a pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot with pro bulk pricing on the stuff you need and use every day. Like 5% off fence pickets and 10% off fence panels, plywood, and OSB. Plus, you'll save time not driving all over town for lumber. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. Now it is, with Pro Bulk pricing on what you need every day. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Get ready for unlimited beer sampling at Summerfest Live on July 20th at Xfinity Live. Over 175 different craft beer samples, live music, and much more. Save $5 using code 975 at checkout.
Sports Talk, Glenn Mills, and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, D-Line. I'm Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. D, before we get back to the hoops, wanted to ask you about something that caused a little bit of a stir when I talked about it today. You might have seen Doug Peterson dismissed Zach Ertz from team meetings and such to watch Julie Ertz play in international play. And I was saying earlier that I wish this wasn't such a big deal, because in the grand scheme of things, you know, missing a child's birthday party or something like that, probably equally important to watching your wife play on the international stage to you individually. How do you think things like this get handled in terms of the overall scope of off-season and team meetings and stuff like that? I think we overblow their importance sometimes.
Yeah, that was a no-brainer for
so
me.
So easy.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to let somebody, if a kid is born, you certainly would do that.
Right.
World Cup happens every 4 years, and in that sport, that is it for them.
Exactly.
It is it for them. And you only get so many shots at it in your, you know, lifetime, because it is every 4 years. So, oh my God, who was complaining about that?
No, well,
it
wasn't
serious.
It wasn't so much complaining. It was that people were like, oh man, look at how great this is that Doug Peterson did this. And I was more disappointed, like, this should be regular.
Yeah,
like,
it's like not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm assuming it came up because somebody didn't see Zach in a meeting.
Right.
And then he had to answer the question, because I'm probably going to say Doug would think it was just like, standard, dude, go watch the USA.
You know, there's some Philadelphian out there, though, saying, you know what, he should be watching, he should be at practice, he shouldn't be watching the game. You know he's
really
out there.
Why
you know
he's
out there.
How about Zach just say 116?
I know. No, I agree. I'm just saying there's somebody out there that's angry. I'm sure.
Dude, people did the same thing with Fletcher Cox when he was missing mandatory. If anybody's earned a pass, it's probably Fletcher Cox. He's missing mandatory or optional voluntary minicamp. And it's like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's going to be a disaster when he gets here. All pro level. It's unreal.
No.
It's crazy.
I mean, and we're saying meetings. He was actually there today, wasn't he? Zach?
Yeah. Now, the Thailand thing was, what, like 2 days ago? 3 days ago, that game? Yeah, but he was back.
Right.
It's not like he's taken off the entire time to watch the World Cup and tailgate in the meantime.
Yeah.
By the way, that's why, like you said, this is the highest level for them and everything. That's why I think that it's awesome that you're doing backflips and stuff like that, even if you're up 13-0. Yeah, I mean, how many times are you going to get to compete on the net? For some of these people, it's the first time.
Did you see the stat of, like, the 13 goals in that game compared to what the men have scored in their last X number of
Well, there was like conflicting data, right? Because somebody said like 300 and something days, and then another person was like 10,000 days or something. It's been a long
time. It's been a while. I don't know which one was accurate, but
it's not good.
No,
it's not
definitely
good.
Not.
Which
spurred a whole nother conversation of why that is. And I said, because there are other sports that in our country people promote greater for males to play, like basketball, football, American football.
You and I are on the same page.
It's
I said the same thing.
It's not that hard.
Well, and so if it were lucrative, and I've said this before,
right,
like Lionel Messi's super skilled. If the United States threw all of their best athletes into soccer, I have no doubt saying that with the proper development and everything like that, they'd be the best team in the world, period.
And the funny part is, this year, the union is killing it.
Yes.
And nobody even knows.
It's
they don't
crazy.
Pay attention.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. But I will say, year after year, or Olympic and World Cup, you know, the women have sustained some greatness for a while now, and people stay tuned in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that that's almost what it takes and what it's taken for people to be informed about what's going on with the women's national team. It's taken them being better than everybody. Being better than Brazil
and
the Netherlands.
Being better than everybody. That's so true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's all.
I will tell you, because of them, I got up on the weekend at 6 a.m. to watch the World Cup, and saw some awesome matches.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What were you locked into? Which
Italy won.
Okay, yep.
And Spain won on the two penalty kicks. So those were the first two.
Sweden's the other team.
Sweden was the other one. I watched the Jamaican team. They didn't win. They lost to Brazil. But I have family that lives in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
I have two nephews who grew up in Jamaica. And so just knowing what it means for them this is their first ever World Cup appearance.
Oh, wow, cool.
For the Jamaican women, not the men.
Right, got it.
And like there's a 15-year-old on the team who like is a stud.
Wow.
Yeah, and the one girl had more goals. Her name is Bunny Shaw. Her nickname's Bunny. It's because she has a very long name and it's tough for some people to say. So anyhow, her nickname is Bunny Shaw. And she had more goals in qualifying than anybody else in any country.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was just like fun to see their stories. And I said, you know, I got to watch their game.
Well, yeah. Well, my dad texted me. He said, can you believe that the women's national team put up 13 goals on Thailand? I said, you're missing the story. The story is that Thailand qualified for the World Cup.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that team had a national team. Yep. Like, that's the story. So, man, oh, man, crazy stuff. That's what I was surprised about, the grinching. I was surprised about the celebration there. Because I'm like, you know, soccer, you only have three subs. You can't pull the starters. It's aggregate scoring. So, like, you don't think that Sweden's going to try to score a million goals on Thailand? Like, that's the way it goes now.
Yeah.
It's par for the course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Frustrating. Brian, what did you think about that when you saw that? Were you thinking, like, hey, this is a running up kind of thing? Or were you in enjoyment of it like Dee and I were?
I didn't think they ran the score up.
No?
I think you have to score
as many,
that
times
many goals.
You can.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know.
This is not Little League where it's a mercy rule.
I understand that. I don't know if you need to be celebrating like you scored a game seven overtime winner of the Stanley Cup on the 13th goal.
Okay. Right. So, I hear you.
I think
on that.
They could have relaxed on the.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, who am I to say that, though?
Well, no. So let's make exceptions, right? If you're Alex Morgan, who's played in a million international matches, and you have eight points. Probably don't need to be doing backflips.
Correct.
But if it's your first time, you don't know if you're going to score again.
Yeah, what if it's your first goal ever in a World Cup?
I hear you, but I mean, they're the best players in the country. They've scored goals before.
But sometimes it's their first on the international stage. Like, that's my, like, for Alex Morgan and those, Tobin Heath doesn't need to be doing, you know, crazy knee slides and stuff like that. I get it. But I don't know. I think there's a happy medium to be found in there.
Agreed. I'm not trying to rain on the parade because they're awesome. So I'm not, it's like, but.
There is something to be said. It
was Thailand.
There before.
I mean, it's Thailand.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is Thailand.
I actually think Jamaica was ranked lower in the world than Thailand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I read correctly, Jamaica was the lowest ranked team in the World Cup field.
And who did they play? Do you remember?
53. They played Brazil.
Oh, that's right. They played Brazil. So that probably wasn't
3-0.
3-0.
Yeah, they hung in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Especially the 13-0 hadn't happened yet. Okay. This was on the weekend.
I see. Got it. Okay. So, Dee, we're winding down here in the first quarter. There's 9 seconds left. Raptors are up 3 at this point.
Yeah, that's what I. You know, the line went to 2.5, which I was a little surprised.
I saw that. There's a lot of Raptors action.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when I saw that, I thought that Golden State surely would be ahead after the first quarter. Like, with the emotional lift with Kevin Durant and everything else. And that didn't
happen.
See,
don't you think the emotional lift already happened?
I did. I thought they responded immediately by going on the run. That was the question. Is the momentum going to be able
gone.
To carry over?
Yeah.
You think it's
know.
Done? You think they might be used up?
I mean, the only thing, they play two ways. They play one way when Kevin's in the lineup, and they play a different style, move the ball a lot more, you know, like passing-wise.
Right.
When he's not. And, you know, you just have to get back to that. And they were doing that for prior to his return. Not that he shouldn't have returned.
Right, of course.
But I just say to myself, just do what you know you need to do when it's not him on the court with you.
Let's get a phone call in with Drew in Westchester next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew, you're on with D-Line. I'm in Joe Torti.
Hey, what's going on, D? What's going on, Joe?
Hello, Drew.
How are you, D? It's good to talk to you again, as always.
I know you, Joe. I know you watched that game last night.
Oh, man, I was you know, I thought Boston was going to take it, but the Blues came through, and I was really surprised with that.
I know.
Yeah, that was very impressive on their part, you know, and I don't know if you're a fan of the band Fish. You know, if you hear the band Fish?
I do, because my very dear friend Felicia is a huge fan.
Okay. Well, they were actually playing in St. Louis last night.
Oh, wow.
And when they won the cup, a couple moments like after they won the cup, they actually went out and performed the song Gloria in concert, covered it.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool on their part, you know, definitely. So I bet the fans were definitely, you know, living it up there. But no, I was just on the, you know, listening to you guys talk about the World Cup and everything. And, you know, I thought it was a little bit overkill, you know, after they were up by about 8 goals with the celebrations. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not against, you know, the whole keep scoring aspect. You know, I think, you know, I mean, we're not talking about little kids here. These are professionals, you know. So, I mean, if their feelings are hurt, you know, that's too bad. You know, I might. Defense is that try to stop us. If you can, you can. But the celebrations definitely, I think, were, you know, just a little over the top. Yeah. But that was my main cue. You know, but I think the World Cup is going to be great. I think the U.S. has a great chance of repeating, and it's going to be exciting to watch. I love women's soccer. I think unfortunately, it's, you know, better than the men's soccer when it comes to the U.S. team right now, you know, which
it's
is
not even close. Yep.
Yeah, right. So.
Drew, thanks for the call, man. Have a good night. There you go. That's what we were talking about, too, is that you've got fewer options for the highest level female athletes in the country to showcase their skills. So they end up on the soccer pitch and World Cup. There we go.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's crazy how good they are. 610-632-0975. I don't mind celebrations, but, you know, I've got to go back and look and see if any of these were particularly egregious or excessive. I got to go back and look at the highlight reel.
I can't say that the backflip is egregious, because just to be able to do that's not like that's just showing your limberness.
I might celebrate after doing the backflip.
You think the backflip was too much?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, if we're going to go here, I need to know from both of you the flying Embiid.
Too much. The windmill in game 3. I'm still sick over.
Okay. All right.
I was sick when he did it.
I'm making sure I know where we all stand.
No. It's anything.
It's across the board. Okay.
Consistency is important.
Oh,
yeah.
There's no doubt. D. Lineham and Joe Torti. Brian McLaughlin's producing right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
My portfolio's diversified. My 401k is maxed. But my savings account just sat there until I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Now my interest rate is flying high like it's premium economy. With 6 extra inches of leg room, I'm stretching out my money. I'm earning more than peanuts, signature snack mix actually. I've got a better savings account, feels like I got upgraded for free. Thanks to Marcus, now I'm getting ahead.
Group 1, now ready to earn more.
My savings is flying first class, wheels up and ready to soar.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Sign up in minutes at Marcus.com and start earning 4 times the national average.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
A big beat.
Gary Barbera's
Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera.
Sarah, now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps, Chief.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bed Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990 or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
For details and the instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
300 Jeeps, Chief.
I'm Gary Barbera. With two more things to say.
Boom.
Happy birthday, Uncle Gino, and happy Father's Day.
Barbera.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Whether your crew works high in the air or with both feet firmly planted on the ground, trust Panther East for the gear you need to keep them safe. From guardrails and netting systems to body belts and harnesses, Panther East has the tools and equipment you need to keep your site OSHA compliant. It only takes one mistake to turn a job site into an accident scene. And it only takes one visit to Panther East to protect your crew and your company. For fast delivery straight to your work site, order online at PantherEast.com.
Why strike out with a boring soda when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Available at your neighborhood store. Everfresh, nature's refreshment.
Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the world. You're listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Welcome back, D-Line. I'm Joe Torti, 97.5, The Fanatic. Golden State has taken the lead in the second quarter.
I think that's the first we've saw them.
I think so,
lead,
too.
Right?
Yes.
Possible in the beginning it happened.
Board man trying to get paid as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting paid, I saw this earlier today, and I wanted to ask you and Brian about this. I saw Kemba Walker said that he would take less to stay with the Hornets. And I'm like, why? Why in the world? Like, if you're going to say, I'll stay with the Hornets if they give me the mega bucks, fine. But to take less to stay with the Hornets?
Maybe because he likes where he's been.
Maybe. Charlotte's a nice town. Don't get me wrong. Queen City's cool.
But, and that's who drafted him.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobcats, Hornets, yes.
Well, meaning he's been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
That Marvin Williams contract is not helping them.
I mean, it's like, gouge your eyes out ugly. I get that 100%.
Jordan, man, stop paying your UNC buddy.
But I mean, like, he can get the Supermax. How many guys can't get the Supermax who would really want the Supermax?
Well, he can't get the Supermax there because they can't afford it. Meaning,
right.
That's
eligible.
That's
for it,
the reason that he's saying it, because the only way he's going to get people to play that are of elevated
talent.
They'll
just be a dead franchise of.
Yeah, he's got to be willing to do, you know, take a little less to try to attract somebody to come down there with him.
Man, they've done a really bad job with a lot of high picks.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been at the top of the draft for forever.
It's a shame because I think Kemba Walker's been low-key, especially late in his career. Like, I didn't think that he was really all that special early on in his career. But, like, in the middle to late stages of his career, he turned into one of the most watchable guys in the league in terms of entertainment and scoring.
He wasn't, though, out of the gate.
Right, yeah. I mean, well,
Gilchrist, you're saying is less than what he was.
Adam Morrison.
Where he was, Adam Morrison's way back, but yeah.
I'm just saying, for years, they've...
Yeah.
Let me see the Hornets draft history here, so we can see.
Yeah, Adam Morrison was like one of the first really good Gonzaga teams, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know. I hear you, but...
It's the truth.
It didn't work out. I don't know.
No, it definitely didn't.
All right, so...
I would rival and say Cleveland has squandered as many top picks.
Well, when you blow number one,
Anthony Bennett.
Coming
to mind. Really bad.
Deion Waiters, even though he had a good year with Miami last year, number four overall, when you weren't a starter in college, I'm sorry. That's not a good pick.
Not a good pick.
All right, so we've got Kidd Gilchrist. We'll go back as far as 2012. Kidd Gilchrist. Number two.
Yeah, that was a bad draft, though, right?
That was what I said.
Yeah. Cody Zeller, number four. I don't really know who else you would have taken in that draft.
That was the Nerlens draft, right? Zeller?
2013. Yeah.
13
right.
Is Nerlens.
Okay, and that was Zeller.
That's kind of a.
That was just a bad draft. We'll give everybody a.
Noah
pass.
Vonleh, though, in 2014.
Was that fourth overall, too?
Ninth.
That was ninth? Okay. Well.
Yeah. Shabazz Napier, they had two in that year, 24th. Frank Kaminsky, ninth. Malachi Richardson, Malik Monk, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's been a mixed bag for them at best, right?
Yeah.
And not all of them were up top. They were more down.
If you go back further, though, it's...
I mean...
Not exactly...
Ray Felton, guys like that. I mean, Felton lasted in the league. Sean May wasn't anything all that special.
Yeah, I didn't like him from that team.
I didn't like him in college either.
That was the team. No, that's what I meant.
Gerald Henderson. Didn't they take Gerald Henderson, too?
Gerald's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't turn out to be a guy that can take them to a championship. They took him pretty high, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, 12th.
Yeah. Oh, was it 12th? Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe they're in just purgatory spot.
They keep bouncing from like super high pick to mid pick and then super high pick to mid pick.
And haven't had one of those drafts where when they're high.
Well, they got robbed right out of the chute getting number two when they should have just had number one.
Right.
For Dwight Howard.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, how does the expansion team not get the number one pick? I don't know.
All right, I'm about to hand things over to D. But before I do, I want to do, this is weird because I'm normally by myself for this. But I'm going to do.
You can do it by yourself.
Oh, No. I'm just saying this is going to be cool to get more interaction.
All right, let's see.
It's one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
Okay, so I saw this today that somebody ran out of excuses to get out of work, D. So they put their Photoshop skills to work and Photoshopped themselves with a flat tire.
Mm.
And sent it to their boss and said, hey, sorry, this is what I woke up to. I'm running late. I'm not going to be able to make it into work. I got to take it to the shop and everything else. Is this genius or is this insane?
Now, did they get caught?
No.
Because if you're telling the truth about it now.
Well, he said that he quit this job like years ago.
Oh, okay.
So he's sharing it now with the people.
Oh, okay. So it's in hindsight.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, that is brilliant. I don't know that I could, I'd have to sharpen my Photoshop skills.
That's what I mean. And then you look at it, right? And it's like, it looks pretty good, except for the last photo where he photoshops a tire iron onto and the shadow's way off and it just looks terrible. But other than that, like the close-up of the tire, I'm like, this looks pretty good. Brian, would you do anything like this if it meant getting out of a job? Not this job, of course, but any other kind of job.
I'm not as good with Photoshop, but I would, you know, I would give it a try. If somebody had the skills?
Yeah, like if I had an invitation...
If I was running late.
If I had an invitation to go play Shinnecock or Wincoat, I'm Photoshopping the flat tire and saying I can't make it either.
You're out. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You got to go when the offer comes in, you got to be ready to roll.
This is next level. Like, I actually did, as a child, like as a fifth grader, I actually did take a bite out of my homework to like show the professor or the teacher.
That dog ate it?
Yeah, I was like, I can. I mean, it's ruined. I just decided not to do any of it. But this is some next level stuff.
I got to be honest with you. I thought you were going with the black bear for one more thing.
The black bear?
The bear that got caught in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's where you were going for one more thing.
My son said to me, tell me they're not going to shoot him. I'm like, no, they're only going to tranquilize him.
Yeah, he'll wake up in, like, the big game
preserve. Too popular for you of a one more thing?
Yeah, come on, man. You expect me to go with the
basics? Yeah, you're way off the rails.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off the grid, Bri.
I'm bringing you stuff that you don't get everywhere else. Dee, what are you getting into tonight?
So I thought I'd do a little bit. Well, we'll see how it goes, but... You know, there's a lot of popular websites that talk about the actual happening.
Mm.
And on the heels of Game 7 last night, I'm wanting anybody who's streaming or has their phone and watching to tell me what they're watching in this Game 6 and what they want to see more or less from. When you see this and you think Sixers, what do you think?
Fantastic. All right. Well, looking forward to listening to that. Brian McLaughlin, thank you very much. Dee, we'll team up again soon. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in as well. I am out. So long from Joe Torti. Stay tuned for D-Line. I'm after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.